Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about our good friend Stephen Moore being back on the show, ladies and gentlemen. Stephen is a member of the editorial board at the Wall Street Journal, my favorite, my dream job, and he got that one instead of me. he's the author of a number of books, including his new one, Who's the Fairest of Them All? And he is here to talk to us about some really important stuff. Stephen Moore, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim, it is great to be with you again.
Always a pleasure. Steve's been a member of our Brain Trust now for about 13 years. Actually, no, about 14, over 14 years. Hey, Steve, I'm really troubled by the fact that participation in food stamps has essentially doubled in the last 4 years or so. Now, look, if people are hungry, the last thing in the world I want is for people to be hungry, especially children. I'm willing to pay taxes if it'll go to people, it'll help them get out of, you know, to have food, et cetera, if they need it. But we're all hearing stories about how the government is almost begging, almost forcing people to take food stamps. What's that all about?
Well, first of all, food stamps now is the new welfare in America. You know, This has become a program that has mushroomed in size. As you know, this is an unbelievable statistic, but one out of every seven families in America now is on food stamps. I mean, one out of every
one
seven.
One of seven.
What is wrong with our country that, you know, one out of every seven family needs the government to help put food on their table?
But they've
table.
Changed the name. They're telling people it's not really welfare.
Yeah, they call it SNAP now, but we should not use their terminology. It's food stamps, it's welfare. And, you know, there should be, you and I were talking off the air about the pride. There used to be for, decades in this country, an ethic that you only took government welfare as a last resort.
One of
my favorite movies is, I don't know if you ever saw the movie Cinderella Man.
Oh, yeah.
You ever see that movie?
Yeah.
Remember there's the famous scene where he goes back to the welfare office and pays the money back.
Right.
Because he was a shame that he had to take the money in the first place.
Right.
Now they act as if it's an act of honor to collect.
That's the way the food stamp agencies are doing that. You know, Steve, when I was growing up on the farm in the rural America, we sure weren't rich, but my dad had a job, but there were people around us who were really poor. And if we ever took them something, they would take what we took them, but only if we would take something back.
That's right.
If we took them a ham that we grew, we'd have to take a jar of preserves back. They would not let us give them something unless they gave some token back. That was their pride. And now we've got, there literally is a woman who won a gold award for breaking mountain pride. She convinced people in Appalachia to take food stamps after a long, hard battle. They didn't want it at first because of mountain pride. She got an award, and it said for breaking mountain pride. Steve, what's wrong with this country now?
Yeah, that is an atrocious thing, and there's an attitude. Well, let's not forget the Obama administration actually believed that food stamps was a stimulus to the economy. Is it putting more people on welfare is the way to make the economy? I mean, I laugh because it's so absurd. But there are a lot of these liberals who believe that you put more people on unemployment insurance, you put more people on food stamps, and it is going to make the economy grow faster. If that were the truth, we'd want everybody on unemployment insurance, right? And so this is a huge problem, because the problem is the longer you're on food stamps, the longer you're on unemployment insurance, you lose your work ethic.
That's right.
You lose your ability to show up for a job and become self-sufficient. And look, For when you talk about pride, it's not just about pride. It's about feeling good about yourself.
That's right.
And there's nothing worse than putting somebody on welfare.
And what does it say to the children? What does it say to the children? See, Steve, I remember my parents struggling. One of the best gifts they ever gave me was to let me see them struggle.
Yes. And by the way, this is a small business show. Small business men and women, you know, they struggle all
every
the time.
Day.
You know, yeah. So this is, you know, and that's what life is about.
Yeah.
And this idea that you're going to get this kind of cradle to grave protection from the government is a very subversive idea. But the left wants to put as many people on these. Look, let me give you another example. The left is spending hundreds of millions of dollars a year. That is to say, when I say the left, I mean the government. The federal government spends $100 million a year on what they call outreach.
Yeah.
Outreach for these. That's not pay these people like this woman who got this
yeah.
prize to sign up as many people on welfare
right.
as they can.
And that includes a 10-part series in Spanish to convince Hispanics that it's okay to take food stamps.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Steve, hold on, Steve.
I got to take a quick break. When we come back, I'm going to ask Steve, is the government employee, our government employees, including the president, going to have to be on Obamacare? What's the story about that? Quick break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.